RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Campers Inn. Find your family's next RV at campersinn.com.
And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com. And by Go RVing. Find your way at GoRVing.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode, we are giving you even more tools to become a fierce RV weekend warrior. Our listeners are constantly telling us that they want to camp more. Last week, we gave you 7 ways you could fit in more camping with as little fuss as possible. This week, we are talking about the food. It can be the most time-consuming part of a quick weekend trip, but we have ways you can eat well without slaving over a camp stove.
Plus, we have a fantastic interview with Kip Clifton, founder and CEO of Fireside Provisions, a food delivery service for campers like you who want to make a quick getaway on a Friday afternoon and still eat well at the campground. We are in love with this company and can't wait to share a great resource for weekend warriors.
You might think you are limited to a 2-week camping trip every year, but we know that you can up your campground game by becoming a well-trained weekend warrior. You are listening to episode number 84, Becoming a Weekend Warrior, Part 2 with Fireside Provisions.
Before we head into this week's feature topic, Becoming a Weekend Warrior Part 2 with Fireside Provisions, we have a sponsored message by Progressive Insurance.
Yeah, Progressive Insurance wants you to know that when you are out on the road traveling and your RV breaks down, Progressive's roadside assistance will help you get your RV started or provide towing to the nearest qualified repair facility. Learn more by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV.
Great. Now it's time for the news roundup. A big welcome back to Go RVing as a sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah, we're happy to have them back. They're dreamy, you know.
They're dreamy. They were our first sponsor ever, and they're back.
We love Go RVing. We love how all of their little videos like make you feel like you just want to live in them.
I do want to live in a Go RVing video. I want to live on their microsite.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Maybe one day if we work real hard.
We can aspire. Now we have to announce the winner of the RV lock giveaway, and people went mad.
Oh my gosh!
Over this on Instagram, it went viral, like RV giveaway viral.
It can't go viral on Instagram. Oh. It doesn't even make sense.
I was just
sense.
Trying to like bring the excitement.
I know.
So the winner of the RV lock, and by the way, thank you, RV lock.
Yeah,
for giving
it's a
away
really nice an RV lock. Giveaway.
Everyone wanted it. I'll tell you that.
Who wouldn't? It's nice.
Well, only one person won it, and that person was Legalwood.
Yeah, so
yeah, we'll be reaching out to you, mm-hmm. Okay? We'll be private messaging you and asking for an address.
Yes, we can send you your heavy, heavy RV lock. It's heavy.
Well, it's not that heavy.
I don't know.
Actually, it's not that heavy.
Oh, okay.
It's just expensive. It's a nice product.
Yeah.
I mean, not so expensive you don't want to buy one. It's,
no.
You know, but
so reasonably priced.
Very reasonably priced. It's a great product. Now, we're not done with giveaways. And last week, you threw down this idea that we should do the giveaway on Hump Day and call it the Hump Day Giveaway.
I did it today.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep pushing these Hump Day giveaways on Instagram. Now, you have to look at our Instagram account on other days, too. Right?
No,
you can't just like check
does.
In on Wednesday. So what are we giving away this week, Stephanie?
Okay. So this week, we are giving away 2 Trail Break mugs, okay? The Trail Break mugs were reviewed by Brett Nielsen of brettnielsen.com on episode number 79, okay? That was part 1 of our spring gear guide. And if you go over to our website at RV Family Travel Atlas and go to the show notes for part one, you can see the product and you can link to it and learn all about it. I'm also going to put the YouTube video into the show notes that shows what you can win this week, the Trail Break.
Brett loved these mugs. Mm-hmm. And I think they said that they kept his coffee hot for hours. He did some crazy engineer tests,
Brett tests. Thermometers, and he was taking temperatures.
He was in a vacuum sealed room.
That's why we have Brett on board.
Yes.
I mean,
he takes his product tests very seriously.
That was awesome. So he loves the Trail Break. We don't know because we don't have a Trail Break. And unfortunately, we can't win one of these. But that's okay.
I'm just going to buy one.
Yeah, I know you are. So we're going to do one of those over on Instagram. Again, we'll run it the same way as we always do. Look for that picture and follow the directions carefully. And then we'll also put a contest hopper within the show notes for the other one. If you want to head over to our website, you can enter in through the contest hopper. You can enter in both places, but you can only win one.
Okay. Now, we have three articles out there on the World Wide Web that we want to point you to. The first one is on the Progressive blog, which is lifelanes.progressive.com. It's quick tips for weekend trips. And I really like this one because it ties into our whole podcast. We're getting so thematic.
Yeah.
And I just say, hey, head over there and read that post and leave us a comment. Drop us a comment. Tell us what one of your quick tips are for weekend trips. Because you know what? These two episodes have hit a nerve. A lot of our listeners are weekend warriors. We are discovering that. You know, there's a lot of hardworking people out there in our listenership who just get their weekend getaways and love their weekend getaways. So head over and read that article.
Yeah,
it's
useful. Gotten lots of feedback on last week's episode and that it's like on track to be one of our most popular ever. Like people love it. So I really want, you know, everybody to go over to the Progressive page because they're so great. They're working with us to for our content to also match what we're talking about on the podcast. And we love that. So this is an article sort of talking a little bit more about what we
It's actually like we're
it's
thinking
cool.
through what we're doing.
How about that?
Now,
shocking.
We fired up our own blog this week, right? And we have two fresh new blog posts on our own blog. So I did a blog post on celebrating a birthday at the campground close to home during a weekend of bad weather and some great pictures from our weekend warrior trip that we took a few weeks ago. And Stephanie also put up a blog post the next day, and it's about her Nomads makeover. Anything you want to say about that?
You know what? I just want to say we got a lot of feedback. Everybody was saying pictures, pictures, pictures. And I'm not a Pinterest mom. I'm not a stager. Like, if you've been following us for years, like, when you see things, that is what we're doing. Like, that is where we are. We don't, like, stage pictures, like, on our
I mean, if
social.
There's, like, a piece of garbage on the ground,
yeah,
I'll
yeah,
move
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True. We try, you know, we, in general, try to make things
look
appealing.
But that's not staging, yeah.
But, so I was like, oh, my gosh, really? People want to see pictures? Well, you know, our life is our life, and it's busy and messy and blah, blah, blah. But we did it. We went into the camper. We took pictures. And it was really nice to share things that I felt like everybody could do because that's what we're all about. We're not about like we're a cut above and we're awesome and look what we do. It's like we're doing what all the rest of you are doing. So here's how it works.
And I got to have like a 1 hour photo session alone out in the camper with my wide angle lens.
Yeah.
I had some good quality time.
Who knows
with
what
my
I was doing
wide
with
angle.
The three kids at that time while you were snapping away and being all artistic.
Yeah, people were really interested in the interior photos and the Nomad makeover.
It was fun and it was affordable, and I encourage everybody to make their RV feel like it's their second home. That's what it was all
about.
That's
how people are using their RVs these days. It's not about just that 1 week trip out at the old campground. You know, it really is about people using their RVs as their second home, as their vacation home. So what was the question of the week on the forum?
Okay, so people, we keep getting the question because we're posting pictures of our new dog, Maggie. So people that are following us on social media will ask us questions about dogs because we always have a lot of new RVers in our listenership and in our social media following because that's who we are. We're all about saying you can do this too, right? So we get a lot of new RVers and they're asking us like, oh, what do you guys do? Well, we just got a dog. So we are not going to say that we have been doing this for years and that we're experts on this. However, I do have three children, and I believe that RVing with a dog is not unsimilar in some ways to RVing with children, in that you have to make your own decisions based on what you are comfortable doing. The end, right? Like anytime anybody asks us what we do with our kids for bedtime, for the, it's all about you as a parent. And here's the thing about dogs. RVs are not cars. You never leave your pet in a car, okay? RVs are not cars.
Or your children.
RVers leave their pets in the RV all the time. All the time. But if you're not comfortable doing it, then you are going to be miserable traveling. Like if you leave your dog in the RV and the whole time you're gone for the day, you're nervous and you're worried and blah, 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 then you need to come up with a different situation. Because we know Maggie, she's cool mode day. She'll chill out in our RV. No problem. She's great. She's not a barker. Like we got a really, we got a dog that was very well suited for our lifestyle. So, you know, I really just want to encourage people to say, like, if you know you're going to be worried about your dog, then you need to get one of the monitoring systems that are out there. And, or you need to
kennel. Or just plan on bringing the dog with you on all of your adventures, yeah. Which it limits you in some ways, but there are going to be plenty of options for you in other ways.
Yeah. So you always can check ahead and see if the places you're going have kennels. I know that Alexandra and Jeremy, the Vandy Vagabonds, who are our correspondents on Campground of the Week, they kenneled their dogs at Hershey when they came to meet us there, right? So Hershey has kenneling. Places like Dollywood, those big theme parks that people go to for the whole day, a lot of the time they have kennels.
Don't assume they don't. Call and find out.
Yeah, do your research
and
ahead of
time. And some campgrounds are starting to have kenneling services. I know it's not that many.
Yeah.
But there are some good campgrounds that do that. I think a great opportunity for campground owners is to offer dog walking services and kennel services and charge for it. Make some money doing it. I mean, if I went to a campground that offered to, you know, for a certain price to check in on the dog, feed the dog, I would pay a good dollar for that. So
yeah.
I think campgrounds could make some money doing that.
Yeah. There are plenty of apps that will help you monitor your RV while you're gone, if that makes you feel better, like Dropcam. That's like a baby monitor app that me and all my friends, you know, knew about. But you can look at it on your smartphone. There's the Nest. There's Canary. But the problem with all of those is they're going to require Wi-Fi. So if you have your hotspot running in the camp or whatever, it's going to suck up your data. Now, our pets are worth it if it means your peace of mind while you're going off and doing something you really want to do. But that's a decision only you can make. So we're not going to sit here and say, yeah, it's fine to leave your, you know, dog in the camper.
Absolutely. That's a very personal decision.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but you know, it's one of those things, research ahead of time, figure out, just like we say with your kids, figure out what your schedule is going to be. Figure out what your plan is going to be.
Think about the weather. If it's a very hot day, you need to really think about that.
Yeah. You know? If you're dry camping in a national park in the middle of summer, you need to probably kennel your dog for that trip.
Yeah.
Because your dog's not going to be able to do anything.
And I'm not going to leave Maggie in the RV on a hot day.
No.
We'll make plans that include her.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
All right. So tonight's show is going to have three distinct segments. So we are going to give you some quick food tips for being a weekend warrior that we have learned and tried and tested over the past 6 years. Then we're going to have a terrific interview with Kip from Fireside Provisions. And it's just like this new company crush that we have. And you know, we've had these company crushes before, whether it was Camp Casual or Toastite. And we just really fell in love with this company and their product. And we're going to be spending money using Fireside Provisions when it suits us, you know.
Yeah.
Not every time we go camping, but there'll be times where it's like, let's order a box from Fireside Provisions. So that interview with Kip is going to be at the heart and soul of this episode. Then after that, we're going to come back and give you a review of the box that we brought camping with us last time and all the goodies that were in it and tell you what we liked.
Yeah, and I do just – you with you having said that, I do want to throw in because I always want our audience to feel comfortable knowing, like with full transparency, sponsorship. Fireside Provisions is not paying like for these content placement ads. They sent us review samples of their food and we were actually considering just throwing it in to the spring gear guide. That's what we thought initially. But we are so in love with that. We want it to share it with our audience. This is not a paid spot. Fireside Provisions did not even like push for this or ask for this. This was us saying we love this product. We want this company to succeed and we want you to experience this great product.
And we also do not just rave about products because someone sends us a free product. I mean, you can't buy us that way. You can't send us something for $70 and have us go on our show and rave about it. If you send us something and we don't like it, we're just going to email a company back and say, look, we're not really interested.
But anyway. I just wanted to say that so people don't think that like Fireside Provisions is anything but a crush that we have.
It's a crush. It might be more than a crush. It might develop into something a bit more serious.
Yeah, I love it.
So we have a sponsored message from Campers Inn coming up, and then we'll be right back with our food tips for weekend warriors.
Choosing the right RV dealership is as important as choosing the right RV.
Campers Inn has thousands of RVs to choose from and has been the RVer's trusted resource for 50 years.
In 1966, Art and Fran Hirsch, along with their sons Bob, David, and Jeff, invested their family's life savings to buy four folding tent trailers, selling them out of their front yard in Acton, Massachusetts.
Their dream was to build a hometown dealership where every customer feels like family and becomes a customer for life.
50 years and three generations later, Campers Inn RV is the nation's largest family-operated dealership with 15 locations on the East Coast.
Their professional staff and certified trained service personnel are driven by the commitment to treat each customer fairly and with respect.
Find your family's next RV at campersinn.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for our food tips for becoming a weekend warrior. And you know what? I really feel like weekend warriors. You know, we've taken these two trips, and I'm in that weekend warrior groove. It's a little ways before our big summer trips. So let's get everybody set up with some great tips for food, because that is the stress point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that for most people, that's the number one issue that kind of makes the weekends feel like work as opposed to just fun.
Yeah.
So let's simplify it for everybody. First, have a set weekend meal menu. Elaborate, please.
Okay, so what you can do is have the same exact meal menu anytime you go on a quick weekend trip, from breakfast, lunch, and dinner, okay? So that means that you make that shopping list and you really structure it around things that are in your cupboard normally anyway, and then it becomes no, you have no thinking, you have no brain energy that is going into creating your menu for the weekend. So for example, we might do oatmeal and bagels for breakfast.
Keep it simple.
Boom.
Keep
okay, it guys, simple. I'm not trying to blow you away here with my culinary like imagination. This is quick weekend trips, right? Lunch, tuna and PB&J. Boom. Or cold cuts and tuna.
You know, don't downplay the fact, like you're saying, oh, it's so obvious. I think a lot of people, when they do their weekend trips, think about, you know, these massive grill outs and these huge camping breakfasts, things that people love, but in some weird way may actually keep them from getting to the campground deep in their subconscious because they don't want to do all of it.
Yeah, it does. It keeps you from camping. So don't let it keep you from camping, right? And then dinner. This is something, it's like if you have two go-to meals, a crock pot meal for Saturday, you know, that you put in the morning, like a chili or like a taco meat or something. My boys love tacos, so I'll just do tacos on Saturday every time we do a weekend warrior trip. And then Friday, like a cold pasta salad is something that I've done in the past because it's just ready when we get, or people, frozen pizzas. Throw it in when you get
like
to the campground.
Those pizza bagel bites.
Yeah. Friday night is pizza night at our house usually, so just turn it into pizza night at the campground. There you go. Boom. The same exact menu. Make it. Make your list and use it every time you go weekend camping.
All right. Great. Number two. I love this one. Okay. She's taken off her Captain Obvious hat and she's given this. Now we're getting into the nitty gritty. Double two dinner recipes from the week before.
Yeah. I'm a meal planner. So I always know what I'm going to make for the week, right? All you have to do is double two of those recipes. So look at what you're making for the week and think, which two? Is it like a white chili recipe? Is it a shepherd's pie? Is it, what is it that I can make?
A pasta dish.
A pasta
spaghetti
dish.
And meatballs.
Yeah, maybe even it's pork tenderloin. And you just make double of that, because meat, you know, you can slice it up and then just warm it up or grill it or anything, or kebab it, whatever. Double the recipe during the week. Tuesday night, you just make double, you put half of it in the fridge, and it's ready to go for that weekend. If you do that twice, you'll have two awesome meals with no additional work that weekend.
Love it. Number three, go grocery shopping for the week on Thursday night.
Yeah. So if you follow our tips from last time where we said prepare incrementally throughout the week, okay, If you've done that, that means that on Thursday night, the only thing you have to do is pack the food, because food is perishable. And of course, we can't do that far in advance. So what I like to do is actually, it's a little extra work, but that's okay. We want to go camping, right? We put the kids to bed. Or before I put the kids to bed, I'm like, you're putting the kids to bed tonight. I'm going grocery shopping. I head out. And what I do is I do my grocery shopping for the week that night. And I come back and I actually bag them in separate bags. I've done my grocery shopping where I put the little divider on the divider and I've said, pack these in these bags and this, because some are going right into the camper.
And is the point here that you're not grocery shopping twice, once for the camping trip and once for your home?
Because this is what happens to weekend warriors. They come back on Sunday and there's nothing in the house. They're not ready for their week ahead. Right?
And that can be stressful.
That's stressful. So if you go grocery shopping on Thursday, you get the stuff you need for your trip and you get the stuff you need for your next week, and you feel so good coming back to the house on Sunday night.
Great. Number four, eat out. Maybe pizza on Friday and a local restaurant on Saturday.
Again, everybody feels like they have to be so authentic. Right? With camping. But we don't always do that. I mean, when we go places, when we travel, part of the experience is food. And so sometimes, like when we went down to DC, we knew that we were going to be eating out at some of our favorite places. Like, we love Chicken Roots, and there's no way we're going to go to that area without going to Chicken Roots.
And if you're the type of family that doesn't eat out a lot, why not save that special dinner out for a camping weekend if it helps you? This is all about camping more.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're trying to give you tips so you camp more. So if you're saying, well, it's not my budget, I don't eat out a lot, well, just save that meal out for your camping trip.
Well, that's what I think, is that we even, like, you know, sometimes on Saturday night we'll do date night or whatever. So it's not like you never – most people don't ever eat out when they're at home. So if you transfer that idea to your camping trip and you say, hey, Friday night, oh – not just eating out at a restaurant, but a lot of campgrounds deliver food. So sometimes we'll call ahead and have a delivery set up for when we get there.
Friday night's so pivotal too, because most of us aren't getting the campground at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. Most of us are getting there after work. You're getting there late.
Yeah.
And you want to enjoy a little bit of Friday night, have a campfire. And if the whole thing's all about figuring out dinner and making dinner and cooking dinner, it's like Friday, that's all you do on Friday night.
Yeah. So we have sometimes ordered food delivered to the campground on Friday, or and then gone out on Saturday or whatever. But the point is, you know, think creatively about the area and some things you might want to do. And maybe there's a restaurant you really want to check out.
And you can call the campground ahead of time and say, who delivers to your campground? Because most campgrounds, you know, particularly private campgrounds, the owners are going to go, okay, we have this pizza place, we have this Chinese place, we have this burger joint, we have these handful of places that deliver. So call ahead and ask, and then maybe you could have your dinner waiting for you practically.
Yeah. And again, if budgeting is really an issue with eating out on Saturday, think about going out for a nice lunch on Saturday and then having sandwiches for dinner, because we do that.
We love to eat out at lunch when we're traveling, because it's like half the price and you still get all those great local flavors.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, also too, I just want to add, make peanut butter and jelly. You know, make the simple things.
Yeah.
If it gets you out to the campground, having fun, getting exercise, getting fresh air, be willing to compromise on the food somewhat.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Our kids love it. They get some things sometimes at the campground that they don't get at home, like just like some prepared foods or cold cuts. Like, we never buy cold cuts in the house during the week, but we'll sometimes go to the grocery store the night before and get cold cuts. And that's like a special treat for us. So
ice cream for dinner.
Never.
No, Stephanie does not let that fly. Okay. Number five, order fireside provisions. And again, we are not in any way getting paid to make this one of our tips. We fell in love with this company, and we have the interview with Kip Clifton coming up. We also have a special coupon code that Kip is providing just to our listeners, so you can get 20% off a box of their food if you want to try them out. What is that coupon code?
Okay, so RV Family 20, the number 20. RV Family 20. If you want to try out Fireside Provisions, use that code and you'll get 20% off your order, which I think is a good coupon.
That's great. And it's firesideprovisions.com.
We've debated whether we can use it.
Stephanie and I were like, well, should we use the coupon?
Let's use the coupon.
He gave us a free box already. And then Steffi's like, we're using that coupon.
I want the coupon.
And it's a fun website to navigate and pick out all your stuff. And we'll, after we interview Kip, we'll come back. We'll talk about the box that we had.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have a sponsored message coming up from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks. And then we're going to come back with that great interview with Kip Clifton, the CEO and founder of Fireside Provisions.
Award-winning Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories.
Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds.
And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home.
Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you. Hi, Kip. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's good to be here.
Oh, we are so excited to have you on our show because we got one box from Fireside Provisions and we are huge fans already. We can't wait to get more of your food.
That's great to hear. Yeah, it's stories like that and hearing feedback like that that sort of keep us going on.
All right, so we are going to talk lots about what actually came in our box and how all of our listeners can get a box of goodness also. But we have to start with the important things. I was doing my research on you, and I found out that we share an alma mater.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you went to UPenn, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, and like here's straight talk. You went to like the fancy-pantsy Wharton School of Business.
Right.
I was next door at GSE.
All right. Very nice. That's awesome.
I was slumming it at the Graduate School of Education.
That is great. Well, they both take you out of your pocketbook, so either way. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. We've got something in common. But you are now in the camping business, the camping food business. So tell us a little bit about your journey from the Wharton School of Business to becoming the founder and the president of Fireside Provisions.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And it's camping is something that has always been a constant thread in my life. Whenever I need to get out and sort of relax and reflect a bit, I try to get outdoors. And when I came out of grad school and came out here to the West Coast, my wife and I are the guardian of two boys from Ghana that were in high school at the time. Now they're in college. And we were always trying to scramble on the weekends to get outdoors. And it was one thing to throw your tent and the sleeping bag in the back of the car. But it came to Friday at like 4 to 5 p.m. And it was like, what about the food? And you're sitting there scrambling around the kitchen trying to pick out what you need. You know, you got the pancake mix, you forget the spatula. You got the meat, but you forget the olive oil. And on and on and on. And it's just an exercise almost in futility trying to get all these things into, you know, pack up half your kitchen and get it into the car. And I just thought, if there was an easier way to get outside and out the door for folks, I think that could resonate with more than just me. And sure enough, we did a survey of a lot of campers around the country, about 2,000. And a majority of the people find that food and time are two of the biggest constraints to getting outdoors. And so that's the problem that we're really trying to solve. But going back to your original question, yeah, it's camping has been something that's been a constant thread throughout my life. And when I came out of grad school, because we were the guardian of two boys and I needed to sort of try to make a little bit first and try to help them through high school. So I went into finance for a few years, which was a bit soul sucking. And I thought, maybe if I could do something that resonates with me a little bit more. And so I jumped headfirst into the camping universe and have absolutely loved it. We've got like this old vintage VW 1970 bus that now we've got a new young one that goes around with us. She's 13 months old, and that's been a lot of fun. But yeah, every weekend or every other weekend, we're out on the road trying to get outdoors and see the country and trying to make it, yeah, and just trying to see what can make it easier on folks to do the same thing.
Oh yeah, that really resonates with our entire experience as working parents and being committed to having adventure with our kids on the weekends, right? In between jobs and school, and knowing the amount of effort that takes. I was thinking when you were talking about growing up, we did one big camping trip a year, and I think my mom, who was a stay-at-home mother, would like cook for weeks leading up to it, mm-hmm. right? And she would stock those big red Coleman coolers with just every single thing under the sun. Her lists were miles long, right? Her checklist.
Right.
And when we first got our pop-up camper, I was almost trying to emulate that, and it was exhausting. You know, I was like, this can't happen
right.
every weekend. So I sort of worked my way through making it easier myself. But I love the fact that you really are one of those entrepreneurial stories where you looked at your life and thought, there's got to be a better way, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, we started off last year, we started off small with just dry goods. And this next year, we're going to be going into a bunch of exciting avenues food wise, just to make it, you know, easier on folks, both the backpacker and the car camper. But what we found was, you know, car camping and is about 10 times the size of backcountry camping. And backcountry camping, as you know, with little ones, is just super hard. I mean, it's just, you know, the little ones, it's hard to get beyond half a mile before you need X, Y, and Z with those guys. And so car camping is really the solution. So we're really this year trying to make the push into car camping and what we can do to make that so much, and when I say car camping, RV,
no,
yeah,
it's okay.
Sort of
we're going to pull you into the RV world here.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Because and here's the thing that what you're talking about camping being hard. See, the folks you're talking to right now, we already know that, so we bought an RV.
right, yeah.
Because we really do. The people that RV oftentimes are people that enjoy all the benefits of camping, but really, once you have kids, the work can just seem overwhelming and tremendous. So we already, you know, got up off the ground, made packing a little easier. But yeah. Food, you cannot keep your RV stocked with food. So when Jeremy and I received this box, we thought, this is just such an ideal solution, especially for weekend trips, when it is so hard for two working parents to get out. But let me tell you something, when we get to the campground on a Friday night, we are never sorry that we made the effort, you know?
Yeah. That's exactly right, Stephanie. And when you see, and that's the thing, you get out there, and I'll never forget, like, we went, you know, my daughter's first camping trip, we went out and car camping, and I think there were like 50 sites around us, but all the kids in the morning, whether it was Saturday, Sunday morning, just running around and playing in their PJs all together, you know, 50 kids just playing tag amongst the trees was just something that you can't, it's hard to replicate that in a neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, you know, I haven't seen, I was in the Peace Corps way back in the day in 2004, and in those small villages when, you know, the families go out to work in the farm and that sort of thing, the kids all get together and play soccer games and do all these things together. And it's the only time I've gotten to see that here in the U.S. or these campgrounds. The kids just come together and all start playing together, which is just such an awesome sight to, and it makes it all worth the while for sure.
Oh, we love that about the campground experience. We talk about it all the time. Like, kids just form these, like, just balls of kid and just, like, yeah. just work their way through the campground having a great time. And we love it. And we just love that we're giving that to our kids. So yeah. I know also from my research, you know, you've kind of like alluded to it a little bit, but you've always been a pretty avid outdoorsman and camper. You had some pretty epic adventures, right?
Right. So we started out, I mean, when I was a little guy, I mean, we would go river rafting, and I would do these trips up to Alaska with my pops, and we would go You know, they would drop us off and we'd float down a random river in Alaska for a week and go fishing. And I was lucky enough to get one of the private permits down the Grand Canyon, which I think my uncle got. So that took about 20 years on the wait list. But once we got it, you know, there was nothing like it. You spend 2-3 weeks just floating and relaxing down the Grand Canyon. And that was my, at the time, fiance, now wife, first foray into camping. And taking her rather than an overnight on a 3-week Grand Canyon trip was something else. I don't think she was quite ready for that, but
so romantic, Kim. Right?
she got the hang of it quickly. But yeah, you know, I've been lucky enough to get outdoors and see a lot of the. And when I was in college, I went out to Jackson and was a river guide there for a summer. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and was a river guide there for a summer. And it's, I feel like, you know, any time, you know, I'm without the outdoors for a significant, time period, you can sort of feel it a little bit in your, at least in my bones a bit. And it's always something that I'm yearning for. So I have to make an extra effort to get out there just to feel normal a bit. Especially living here in the city now. But yeah, we were fortunate growing up that we were able to get out there a lot, and that's the same sort of thing I'm trying to provide for my kids.
Yeah, and your Instagram account is great. I really love those pictures of the van and your little one, and you know, out there and everything. And so we really like to stalk your Instagram account too. Oh. I recommend everybody does.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
All right, now I'm sure our listeners are like, okay, can we learn more about the product at this point? I could talk to you about your river rafting experiences all day, but in a nutshell, what is the Fireside Provisions product?
Everything you need food wise to get outside. And so this year we're taking that to another level with car and RV camping, in the sense that we will provide the perishable items and the meats. And so we're going to be doing pre-marinated meats as well. And for backcountry, it's everything you need. So additionally, we also provide a checklist for you for kitchen utensils that you'll need specific to what you ordered from our menu. So if you ordered the pancakes, we'll let you know that you need the spatula and a frying pan or what have you. But it takes the food. We're trying to take the entire food element out of the equation for you. And make it that much easier to get on the road. So
yeah, and you're not doing that by telling us to go through a drive-thru either, right?
right, exactly. So this is we do try to make, there's a variety of meals, but some are healthier and many of them are healthy, but it's also, you know, built around the grill, campfire, cooking experience. And so sort of that, the meats are meant to be cooked over the open fire, or if you have a grill, that's great too. And then the sides are meant to be relatively easy. So things that you can put together in aluminum foil, throw in the charcoals, and you're all set.
Right, or one pot. I know have made the cashew ginger rice bowls. And that was a one pot type of a process.
Yeah,
for me to make. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So you offer different packages, right? Like you can get the day hiker, overnighter. Are those still going to be the same packages moving into the new season?
Absolutely. So those packages, just because we felt like we were just trying to make it easier on folks, and we created these bundles. Whether you're heading out for a night or two nights, now you can go in and pick out. You know, individual items that you want a la carte, and that's perfectly fine. But we did set this up for the weekend warrior, and we found that a majority of campers do go for the 2-3 night range, and so we're targeting that audience. And so, I feel like That won't change necessarily. We just try to make that easier on folks. Like, here, grab, if you're heading out for the weekend, a couple breakfasts, some snacks, and a couple dinners, and you're all set. And then you're checking out, and you can sort of pick, you got a little picnic basket over to the right. You'll see when you get online there, you've got, as you go through the ordering process, there's a little basket to the right hand side where once you pick things out, you can sort of see what's in your basket and then you check out. But yeah, we just, those bundles were just to make it easier on folks to visualize sort of the weekend and the menu ahead.
Right. And what you're going to need. So let's talk more specifically about the food, because yes, this is a great idea. That's why we reached out to you in the first place. We thought this is a perfect idea, because we talk about the difficulty of getting out for the weekend all the time, especially in with modern families, right? And we all know what modern families look like. So, I mean, it's just tough. Life is, right, busy. We, you know, no matter how much we try to slow down, it's very hard. So this is a great product. But the delivery of this product was what really impressed us. Yes, it's a great idea, but the food was great. So on your website, you say that you aim to source ingredients from responsible farms, importers, and food artisans, right? Mm-hmm. Why is that so important to you?
Well, I think it goes back to a lot of times these guys will come up with new and interesting ways of doing things. And I'll give you an example. Our pasta maker, he's from Italy originally, and he's over in Oakland now. And what American pasta companies were doing was Italian pasta makers were doing was they would buy American wheat and then they would ship it over to Italy. They'd make the pasta over in Italy and then they would ship it back to be sold in the US. And he's like, you know, this is a guy that apprenticed over in Italy. And he's like, well, I can just cut out all that. And I can just do, I can use the American wheat and make the pasta right here in Oakland. And it's called Buy a Pasta. And these guys, the attention to detail with this guy takes is phenomenal. And he's come up with some very unique and interesting twists on traditional pasta, which I think that if you look at some of the stuff that we have the spelt pasta, which a lot of people like for hiking, because there's some sort of release factor with that carbohydrate that, you know, helps when you're expending energy. But it's just he does it in a very unique fashion, but he also takes an old method that's been done for, you know, a century and puts a new twist on it.
And yeah, I mean, and you're putting a new twist on, you know, prepackaged or, you know, preformed meals here, because this is something that you never hear. You're talking about artisan craftsmen, right? Like food craftspeople putting together these meals, when usually when we think about prepackaged meals, we picture like the astronaut ice cream.
Right.
It's like exactly the opposite of what you think about.
Right. So all of our guys, you know, and I'll give you another example. The guy out of that does our hot chocolate. Now we do have Swiss Miss for the kiddos on there because my kids.
Oh, our boys drank that hot chocolate you sent us. Let me tell you something. No problems there.
Right. So yeah, right. So there, yeah. So that's our new chocolate. That's out of some guys, also in Portland. But this is all they do. All they do is hot chocolate, and they focus on the finest ingredients available to them, and they're trying to make the finest product they possibly can. And all they do, they have five hot chocolates, and that's it. And that's what they focus on. So we bring guys like that in, that their whole focus is just s'mores or just hot chocolate or just the coffee bean or what have you, and bring those all together so that when you get our box, that you have the best of what we think is the best available in terms of every element going into that. And so hopefully at the end of the day, you'll turn out and have a great weekend experience. Not just the convenience factor, but once you're there, that food factor should really, really make the weekend fantastic.
Now let's get, now that you have all of our listeners like really excited to check this food out because you made it sound so good, and it is, let's get technical. What exactly is this ordering process, right? Like, what are our listeners going to find when they go to your website, firesideprovisions.com? What do you do, and how far in advance do you have to do it, et cetera, et cetera?
So you head over to the site, and the first thing you'll do is you'll hit the menu button at the top left, and as you go in, you'll see there's different, as we touched on just a bit earlier, there's different bundles that you can do. So it'll be day hiker, weekender, backpacker, or you can just go a la carte and see all of our meals and pick them out individually. But if there is something that aligns with the trip that you're taking, like a weekender, then you would click on that. And then what you do is you pick out a couple breakfasts, a few lunches, and a couple dinners. And we
right.
try to
so
do
you it. Can like click and drag those over, right?
Right, over to your, and it's kind of like a picnic basket mm-hmm. over to the right hand side. And so you drag those over, and at the bottom of the picnic basket, you can put the amount of people that that's good for. So initially, it'll be set up for two people. So we package in twos, so, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8. So you can increase the number to 4, 6, whatever is in your party. And then you hit checkout, and then you'll go to the checkout function. Now, there are a few things here that you'll need to keep an eye on. One is the delivery date. We'd like to deliver right in front of your trip, so it doesn't just, the food doesn't just sit there for a week or two on end. And so even if you order ahead of time, we'll make sure that that package gets to you. We won't send that out until right before your trip's about to take off.
Wow, you're staggering delivery dates. So I can order 2 weeks in advance, but say, don't, you know, my trip
yeah.
isn't until, wow, okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Exactly. And for orders over $75, we'll do free shipping. But you got to give us 8 days, and that way we can ship anywhere in the country. And then this year with the marinated meats and the frozen, we'll start them out frozen, and then there's a thawing process that when they get to you, they'll be ready to go and be put in the cooler or the fridge or what have you. And so, and then you check out, and what you will get when you check out is, you know, confirmation. And when we ship it to you, you'll get an email, not only with your tracking number, but below that is kind of a pre camp checklist in your email that you can use and print out, which will have, it's, you know, everything you'll need to pack for the trip ahead, kitchen utensil wise, and then just an overall general checklist. And that'll come to you a couple days before your package gets delivered. So if you're one of those that likes to pack early, you can just print that out and you've got everything you need, hopefully in a box ready to go.
Now, Kip, you know, I know that your company is only a year and a half old. We love what you're doing, and we really hope that your vision of supporting families and getting out and having great adventures, even if we're limited to the weekends, right? Like, we really hope that you continue to grow and succeed in this business.
Yeah, so we're really excited about the year ahead.
All right. Well, we are too, because to be honest with you, we plan on tasting it all. I'm just gonna be blunt with you. We love it, and we're gonna be using your product. So I just want to thank you so much. You have also offered our listeners a coupon code for them to order, and we'll give all the details to that in the closing of the show. But Kip, thank you for making camping a little easier, a little more fun, and a whole heck of a lot more tasty. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for having us on.
Yeah, the best of luck to you and your wife and all of your chefs.
I appreciate it.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, see ya.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, and thanks to Kip Clifton for that great interview. Really interesting company. I can't wait to order from them again. Now, we're going to give our review of the Fireside Provisions box, but before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go RVing.
All right, so if you want to see firsthand what it's like to find your way and tour some of the latest RV models, then you can visit Go RVing at an event near you.
Check those calendars and pencil in a visit to the Memphis in May barbecue contest from May 12th to 14th. Oh my gosh, I want to go.
Yum. And you can also drop it and say hi at Dominion River Rock in Richmond, Virginia from May 20th to May 22nd.
Or go get your Go RVing groove on at the Sasquatch Music Festival at the Gorge in Washington State over Memorial Day weekend from May 27th to May 30th.
That sounds like so much fun. I'm bummed it's across the country.
Hey, Go RVing. Can we come hang with you? I'll get the coffee for you.
Let's go on tour.
I'll schlep boxes around if you invite me.
Let's go on tour with Go RVing. All right. So anyway, if you want to see a complete list of the upcoming Go RVing events, head over to GoRVing.com and then click on the Where to Find tab. Once you click on that, you can click on Where is Go RVing? Away is a place that's easy to find and a feeling that's impossible to forget. Find your away. Go RVing.
Now let's talk about Fireside Provisions and the food that we actually sampled, that we actually ate the last time we went camping.
Yeah.
So let's start with the stuff from the Weekender box. So explain what a Weekender box is.
Okay, so a Weekender box is two entire days worth of food, okay? So really it can take you from Friday through Sunday because it's two dinners, but you're not going to eat dinner on Sunday. You're going to be home by Sunday, right? You're going to eat dinner on Friday and Saturday. So this is going to cover you for the weekend. It costs $30 per person, all right, for two complete days of meals. We ordered for four, all right? So we got two boxes. So technically all of the food we got, which was two breakfasts, two lunches, two dinners, plus snacks, okay, and s'mores, was like $120 box.
You, depending on your family's tastes for eating out, you could spend that at one dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have five of us, like
we're at the grocery store. Nobody spends under $120.
And remember,
when they go to the grocery
store, it makes everything so easy.
Yeah. So we'll,
and it's fun.
We'll talk about that, you know, how it makes everything easy. But you can also order a la carte. Okay. So you can go in and you don't have to order this meal for four. You can order this meal for two because you guys really like the jambalaya, but then it looks like your kids might like the pork fried rice better. And you can order that for two for them. So it's really cool. You can order it a la carte, and those a la carte meals are $10 for two people. That is incredibly affordable. So you can technically get a dinner for two people for $10 when you're ordering off the site.
You and I have discussed this. We think the prices are very fair for the very high quality of the food.
I don't.
Now, for breakfasts, we tried the scones with jam, the potato and sausage hash, and Pop's pancakes. Now, my breakdown, and then you can say whatever you want. I think the scones with jam were good to very good. Pop's pancakes, good to very good. The potato and sausage hash rocked my Saturday morning.
Yeah, disappeared.
With a cup of coffee and that on a Saturday. And it was like a little bit of a chilly Saturday morning. We were camping. Mm-hmm. That hash, I was amazed. I was amazed at how good it was.
So good.
And you could have thrown some eggs in if you wanted to add a little, you know, scrambled eggs to that mix. If you,
and that you suggested that next time that I add in eggs to that. But scones and the pancakes, everything that they send for baked goods, it's just add water, which is amazing. So for the scones, I did a drop into a Dutch oven. Like I added water and I drop them, like drop scones, like drop biscuits, people might know. Put them into the Dutch oven and bake them. They were delicious and the kids gobbled them up. The pancakes come in a jar, like picture a mason jar, but not glass. And all you do is fill – everything's pre-measured. And all you do is fill the rest of the jar up with water and shake it. You don't even need a bowl. You don't need a spoon, nothing. And then you can pour them onto the pan. I think for me one of the most surprising things is the extent to which I truly didn't need a lot of other – I didn't need any other ingredients.
So they're thinking through – not just what foods you might like, but how to make it easy for you to serve.
Absolutely.
Them.
Yep. But then the potato and sausage hash, I mean, they send you real potatoes. And it was just all and the sausage and the seasonings. And all I had to do was chop. And so it was like I was really actually cooking in a way. But everything, the spices, everything was pre-measured. The oil is in the little packets. I was blown away by how everything that I needed was actually there. You know, I didn't feel like I have the pantry of the olive oil. It was there. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't bring spray. Everything. Yeah,
because if you
salt,
had to be
pepper.
Adding all those things, all of a sudden that simplicity element that this brings goes away. So yeah. It really do make it simple.
They give you a packing list that has anything that you might need, like a spatula or a pan. So they do have a packing list for you for anything like that. But, you know, obviously they can't give you a spatula in your order. But, you know, they have that. And then every bit of food and spices and everything is in that package.
Right. Let's talk lunch. What did we get for lunch?
So Kip sent us the Golden Gate Spicy Tuna Salad Pita and the Spicy Sasquatch Curry Salmon Pita. Now, this is an idea that I had never come up with before. They use the tuna in a pouch and the salmon in a pouch, which I tend not to buy. I usually buy tuna in a can, and I tend not to buy it in the pouch just because it's more expensive, right? But what don't you have to do with the pouch tuna? You don't have to drain it
and clean it and throw it away.
Right. So I was like, oh my gosh, from now on, I'm buying tuna in the pouch to go camping. It was so easy because what they recommended is that you cut open the pouch and you put like the spices that they gave you to make it nice and the mayonnaise that they gave you, and then you mix it in the pouch and then you scoop it out onto the pita.
And it tasted the same to me as out of a can. I mean, yeah. Maybe your taste buds are more sophisticated than mine,
no,
but it just really literally tasted the same.
And the boys, I just left off the spicy part because they like their tuna plain, like I like to say, without flavor. So hold the flavor.
They're offended by flavor at the moment. Now, the snacks, I don't want to say they were my favorite out of all of this stuff. I loved the Gorp energy chunks.
As did the children.
And they're not like junk foody, you know? Like you feel like you're eating a healthier snack, but still really flavorful, really tasty. These would be fantastic to take along on a hike or a mm-hmm. kayak ride or your Saturday activity when you're being a weekend warrior.
Oh, absolutely. They were delicious. And then also, I really like the Seventh Heaven Trail Mix. It had the slivers of coconut with the chocolate chips and all the nuts. And it was just had a little bit of a different flavor. Now, they also have like a curry cashew mix. Now, something like that, yes. That like rates high in my world, but it doesn't rate high in the world of the men that I live with. So
just give us the Gorp energy chunks. Yeah. Gorp. I just have to say Gorp.
But I love the fact that they offer things that are outside the box, you know, like that. And there's tons of different snacks.
There's a lot of options on that website too. I mean, we're just scraping the surface here. It's not like these are all their products.
No, this is just what we tried.
Now, dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So the maple mustard pork chops with spicy chili yams.
Yeah.
That was really good.
So now this just happened. So the very first box that Kip sent me back when we were doing the spring gear guide was all of their dried goods, like the scones and stuff like that, because they hadn't introduced meat until this very month. We got one of the very first packages that went out with meat in it. And it was so exciting to taste this new product from them. And my goodness, do they deliver on this. Those pork chops were enormous, beautiful, center cut pork chops.
Flavorful, tasty, not dry.
You have any other food words for me? I'm wondering if this is going to go.
You know what? The maple mustard made it for me,
yeah,
too.
So it came in the marinade, and then you grill it, right? And then they recommend boiling the marinade and using that as the sauce. And then also the yams came, whole yams, and you chop them up. The foil packets came, okay? So you don't even need foil because they sent the foil squares that you wrap the yams up in and put the
seasoning.
People,
do you get that you order this stuff online and it shows up in a box that you can throw into your RV and drive to the campground?
But it's like, good.
I know.
Mind-blowingly
good. This is what the internet was made for.
So I also made the next dish that we tried for dinner was the jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
Now, we were camping with friends.
It wasn't jambalaya. It was jambalaya. This was the highlight for me.
We were camping with friends, and what I did was I made the jambalaya. Now, I had enough for four people, but
gone.
I did like a tasting for everybody.
Gone.
That's what I did, samples. People were like, there were so many thumbs up. It was like 40 thumbs up altogether, right? Everybody that tried it was like,
it was like restaurant quality jambalaya.
It was so good. The sausage was fresh and delicious. And it was.
You could go to New Orleans to get better jambalaya. But besides that, this was just really, really good jambalaya.
Yeah, it was excellent.
And it's like, it's such a great campground food.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something you'd necessarily think to make.
I just made it in my lodge. pot. I just made it right in my cast iron lodge, and I made it in the camper. We had rough weather that night, so I made it on the stove in the camper. The pork chops, I grilled. The yams, everything is made that it can be done over a campfire. Now, I did not make everything over a campfire because I love my RV stove, but you can easily make it over a campfire. Oh, and dessert. The kids and the s'mores.
The s'more. I didn't get to try the s'mores. No. They were gone. I walked over the table to make a s'more from my fireside provisions box. Gone.
The s'mores are a bit gourmet because all the graham crackers are like thick, like almost like shortbready kind of graham crackers.
And they had those chocolate ones.
Dark chocolate. Like, yeah, they had chocolate graham crackers, regular graham crackers, this really good chocolate, these marshmallows that are shaped like squares. Now, the problem is everything is individually wrapped. So I had like a horde of kids around me. And I'm like unwrapping each graham cracker. They demolish.
They're like little animals sometimes.
They demolish the s'mores. I don't know how they tasted. You don't know how they tasted.
I know. There was like half of one of those chocolate graham crackers left on the
table. You found a scrap.
It was like left on the table.
And you ate it.
I was like, well, I got to try it. We're reviewing this product.
I have no idea.
But I didn't get to try like a complete one. Apparently the kids love them.
Yeah. So it came in a little box and it was just so cute and I love it. And we are – the next time that we're going – weekend camping is over Memorial Day weekend. And I'm telling you right now, I'm getting a fireside provision order.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to go on and to scroll through and to order. And just to know that really great food is going to show up that I'm going to like, it's better than going out to a restaurant because it's like I'm ordering the food and I get to make it in an like unstressful way at the campground. So,
and we've got a 20% off coupon for you, RV Family 20.
And for us.
And we're using it too. All right. So give it a shot, you know. And again, we're not saying it's going to replace all of the cooking you might like to do at the campground. But if it's something that helps you get out for some extra weekends or helps you on a stressful work week where you just don't want to deal with putting the food together, great company. Great idea. We think it hits a sweet spot for our listeners out there.
Yeah. So try it out and enjoy it. And I think they have like a hashtag that you can do if you do it and, you know, take a picture on Instagram or whatever. But either way, hashtag RVFTA so we can see your fireside provision
and
meal.
They're on Instagram and they're on social media.
So before we wrap up the show, we are happy to present another RV travel tip from our friends over at Progressive Insurance.
Before you pack up your RV, grab that lint out of the dryer and stuff it into an empty toilet paper roll for a quick and easy fire starter. Just another way Progressive has you covered while you're out on the road. And boy, do we have plenty of dryer lint to work with in our house.
I do loads and loads and loads of laundry.
And shoving it into the empty – we have lots of empty toilet paper rolls as well in our house.
That's true. TMI.
So, thank you to our friends at Progressive for that travel tip.
All right, everybody. We are hoping that you are all feeling like RV weekend warriors at this point. We'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 84 of RV Family Travel Atlas, Becoming a Weekend Warrior Part 2 with Fireside Provisions. We really hope you're all good and ready and pumped up for spring camping season and for being a weekend warrior. Special thanks to Progressive Insurance, Campers Inn, our friends at Jellystone Parks and Go RVing for sponsoring the show. Welcome back to Go RVing. Great to have you on board. Special thank you to Kip Clifton. Go use your coupon code. Maybe you've already used it.
Don't even wait to go camping.
Just turn the podcast off right now and go order your box from Fireside Provisions. Thank you to Stephanie. Thank you to all our podcast listeners. Thank you to everybody on our forum and everybody who likes all those Instagram
photos. Just say goodnight, Jeremy. Just say goodbye and good luck.
Edward R. Murrow reference on RVFTA. Love it.
Bye.
I think we botched it, but...